B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. I'm taking the text messages because he's ripping me for not liking shellfish.
Well, he's right.
This is a guy, like, him ripping me about food? It's a guy who won't let a vegetable touch something else in a plate.
Now, he's a kookaloo when it comes to food.
Kookaloo.
Yeah, he's
See, he invented kookaloo when it comes to food.
He is, but you're still wrong, too. You're both wrong.
Whatever. Sound off of 610-771-9705. That's how you get in if you got something to say. And I'm sure you got a lot to say with the news today. That maybe the Phillies aren't the front runner and they've relinquished their spot as the front runner for Bryce Harper, and it's not going to happen after all this. Let's see what we got.
10 years, $330 million, and a 3-year opt-out? That's a clown contract, bro. Oh,
I see what you did there. You gave a Bryce Harper answer to the contract, but you forgot to tell me what's the replacement for not getting him. I would like you to mix that in, how you feel about your team without him.
Hey, Bryce Harper, I'm not licensed in your state, but my divorce lawyers are. And if you get divorced in California, you're going to get your clock clean.
Joe Cordell jumping in to give him a little divorce advice. How to get a divorce. He's a happily newly married dude with a... You know, a beautiful Mormon wife.
But he got married young, Mike, and this is a 10-year deal.
When did he get married?
I think he's been married like 2 years, maybe, about 24 years old.
That's not that young.
24 years?
For a Mormon guy.
No, but what I'm saying is, you could possibly, I'm not wishing it on him, and I think Pennsylvania is a better state to get divorced in than California if it ever came to that in the middle of a 10-year $350 million contract.
Yeah, I can get that. You mean to tell me this guy, when he has a bad at-bat, doesn't curse?
Nope. And no booze.
It's impossible in baseball not to curse.
Clean living, man.
Oh, shucks.
That's like ridiculous. That's such a frustrating sport. It's like impossible. Just not slam a bat or a helmet.
He does that. He doesn't use the profanity. Just like Philip Rivers slams stuff, but he doesn't use any profanity.
Cheese
and
crackers.
And he's got 10 kids, and he still doesn't curse.
God.
Mike, you're missing it. J.D. Martinez and Jake Arrieta were asking for the moon this year. Stop Forrest Klein. They had to settle one for 5 years, one for 3 years, Mike. What are you missing here? The Phillies are doing the right thing. Okay.
You okay, guys? Calling our line. No, the Phillies aren't doing the right thing because they're not going to get him for 3 years, and you know it, and everybody in the world knows it since the other guy got 10 years, $300 million. Now, what makes you think that all of a sudden you're going to get Harper on the cheap like you got Arrieta?
Mikey Miss, how you doing, buddy? Listen, I got a little violation with Tyrone looking at you on TV here. Behind Tyrone, he's got the number 4133, and above it, he's got a picture of Carson. That needs to be taken down, put up Nicky Foles, just out of respect.
See that? The 41-33 is the final score of the Super Bowl, and it's next to Carson Wentz. What's up with that? Can you explain that?
Well,
Natalie should have something to say about that.
That's just ball, happens to be
doing.
Decor.
No, that just is the decor.
Yeah, it's decor.
Yeah, so we had the magnet, and then the Carson Wentz, he's the quarterback. We don't have former players on our walls.
I'll find a nice picture of Nick put up back
there.
Why?
No former players are on our wall.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be okay with that. But listen, he'll live forever with 41-33. Doesn't matter.
I'll move to 41-33. Carson stays. The current quarterback stays.
Yeah, but yeah, I can put up a picture of Nick.
I agree with that. I think you should.
Not behind me. Put it behind Mike.
I think you should separate him. And Natalie, yeah. We can put a little picture of Nick Foles
We'll put it
there
behind you, Mike.
Next to 41-33.
There will be nothing Foles related behind me. No way.
You're absolutely wrong. This has nothing to do with the Phillies needing to step up to get Bryce. Him and Torres' greedy ass are trying to get that opt-out so they can get more money in 3 years and try to be the highest paid players then. That's okay. We'll just wait on Mike Trout.
Yeah, that's stupid. So I don't have anything to retort to you.
Am I the only one who finds this Bryce Harper thing fascinating? I honestly can't get enough. I hope it goes until the end of March. And for the radio, it gives you guys something to talk about. What topic is there right now other than Bryce Harper? Brett Brown's defensive scheme sucks. The Flyers are 8 points out. No, give us something to talk about. I can't get enough.
I can't get enough either, but by the same token, my rationale for talking about it is that I want the Phillies to get the player. So if they got the player and we stop talking about the controversy of them pursuing the player, that'd be okay by me.
This is absolutely ridiculous why Bryce Harper has not signed. I can't take it anymore. I don't know if it's Boris. I don't know if it's Harper. I don't know if it's Middleton. But I can't stand seeing all of these Twitter personalities and verified Twitter accounts keep recycling the same content. It's time to sign.
You know when it's time to sign? When they think it's time to sign. You know, because really, I've been saying from the jump, they got control of the whole thing. Boris knows exactly what he's doing here. He has strung these teams out, and he's going to get the best offer by hook or by crook. And I have to admire the guy. Where I come off is the Phillies are not being used to their full extent. Because if they were, they would have signed him. If the Phillies were really buying into this whole thing, they would have had the player already. But they're playing a game where they're not going to pay the guy, and they're going to pay him what they think he's worth. Wrong, because you're going to lose the player. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.